My Ilm is a new app for Muslim kids. The app is home to hours of Muslim-friendly and Islamic cartoons and series. In line with Islamic Sharia Council guidance, all shows promote good morals and manners and feature no instrumental music and no ads.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Welcome to this video. We're going to be discussing something that is affecting a lot of people's lives. And that thing is pornography. Now, pornography it is an addiction, but they can't really classify it as a literal addiction because science deals with an empirical world, meaning, you know, what we observe our five senses empirically. So we can't really say porn is an addiction because, you know, we don't really see, you know, direct addiction. You know, if you come off it, you're going to die or stuff like that. You get what I'm trying to say? And this is the sad reality, because we think that all we know to our world is empirical. You know, there's no metaphysical, you know, there is no spiritual. It's just, you know, whatever we see and touch, you know, seeing is believing. That's what it is. But sadly, a lot of atheists like Sam Harris and the others have come to a realization that there is a spiritual aspect to our life, and they have turned into spirituality. Funnily enough. Yep. Anyways. So today, that's what we're going to discuss. Before I start, I want to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most just. All praises, glory and gratitude belong to him. As a Muslim, I'm going to be going through five dangers that pornography causes. Now, today I had I got a message from a sister who said to me, which she was anonymous, said to me that she hasn't consummated her marriage for 2 years. For 2 years, she hasn't consummated her marriage. And I was like, wow. You know, like, you know, we all have needs in a halal way. And you got married, that's one of the things, you know, the rights your husband has. And you also have as a wife as well. You know, it's important for a woman to be satisfied in her married life as well by her husband. However, for 2 years, wow. And this could give a right to a man to ask for divorce. And if you're going through this, we're not asking you to do that, to find other solutions, which we try to help the sister with anyways. But we're going to watch a video. Now, this video that you can see on the screen, as you can see, serial killers, yeah? There is a documentary about this where it shows a correlation. Correlation doesn't necessarily mean causation. Just because there's, you know, certain people have a certain trait or certain thing that they do, that can't be linked with that. So serial killers, a lot of them would claim that they watch pornography, violent pornography. This is the same with this guy, Ted Bundy, who killed about 34 females, and I think mainly females, yeah. We're going to react to a video here, inshallah. And what we're going to do is we're going to see a man who was addicted to pornography. And let's see what we can learn from this. I'm going to come straight back and discuss the five harmful effects of pornography, inshallah.
Devastating to relationships and sexual health. Technology is giving more people, mostly men, easy access to pornography. Local 10 medical specialist Christy Kruger looks at the long-term effects on the brain and how specialists are helping men escape their addiction.
I would watch porn for 15 to 30 minutes a day, every day, all through my teenage years.
29-year-old Gabe Deem admits he had a problem that started surprisingly early.
I was first exposed to porn when I was 8 years old.
The older he got, the more he watched.
8 years old. He got exposed to pornography 8 years old. Now, this is the reason why our sponsor today is My Ilm. They are an app, and I really need to urge this. Your children, your kids, your nephews, your nieces, your brothers or sisters, what they're watching can lead to other stuff, even on YouTube, yeah? One thing can lead to another, and next thing you know, you're searching God knows what, yeah? Right now, as I opened this video, there was, on the right-hand side, which I'm going to probably blur, is a suggestion of a popular pornography actress. They could have easily gone and searched that name. Easily. My Ilm is actually giving a platform for Muslims, young Muslims, to have cartoons which is controlled in a controlled environment and doesn't go into God knows other stuff. Protect your children. Please, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, download the app, or at least if you don't want to, support it by subscribing monthly, inshallah. But let's carry on, because this is very profound.
I went to a high school that gave all their students their laptops. And we first figured out how to play video games, and the second thing we did was figure out how to watch porn on them.
Wow. From video games to pornography. Video games to pornography. Look at it from something, so you can say innocent, in the context of it depends on what you're playing, to pornography.
The addictive habit started affecting his adult relationships.
It was horrible. They thought it was them. You know, a partner will think they're not attractive enough. And again, that's completely not the case.
And we're going to come to this. Very fundamental. A partner feels that they're not attractive enough. Is the problem with the partner or problem with the person?
Neurosurgeons have actually studied the brains of people who watch porn, and they found that the brain gets rewired. It starts to crave things like pixels rather than people.
Literally anything the individual imagines can be produced within a few clicks. And so it's that novelty that drives this tremendous search for variety.
Craving that novelty can be defined as an addiction.
Someone that's addicted to cocaine, when they see a line of cocaine, the reward center of their brain on functional MRI or fMRI lights up like a Christmas tree. And an interesting study out of Cambridge University looked almost identical to cocaine with individuals that considered themselves addicted to porn.
But medical health experts say it's not really a true addiction.
People can die if they are not weaned off drugs or alcohol. So physiologically, the same thing is not happening when you stop a sex or porn problem versus when you stop a drug or alcohol problem. It's two different processes, which is why we can't label it as an addiction.
Gabe stopped what?
Take up. Forget how it kills you spiritually, your heart, your brain, your soul. Forget it. We don't see any harms in the outside, so it's okay. No problem.
Porn 6 years ago and turned back to the internet for some help. But some experts say parents can really offer the best support.
Talk to the child about avoiding internet porn as much as possible, because what they're viewing isn't representative of what they're going to experience in the real world, and encourage them to form real life healthy relationships. And when they're ready, sexual relationships.
No, thank you. That's haram.
Your special health room.
Now, what we're going to do is, we're going to go to... Okay. This is... His name is Ted Bundy. Yeah? So this guy now talks about what played a role in him killing about 34 people. A serial killer.
Question here. The question and the issue is how this kind of literature contributed and helped mold and shape the kinds of violent behavior.
It fueled your fantasies, though.
Well, in the beginning, it fuels this kind of thought process. Then, at a certain time, it's instrumental in what I would say crystallizing it, making it into something which is almost like a separate entity inside. And that at that point, you're at the verge, or I was at the verge of acting out on these kinds of things.
Now, I really want to understand that. You had gone about as far as you could go in your own fantasy life with printed material. And you made, or printed and video or film.
Magazines, yeah. What have you.
And then there was the urge to take that little step, or big step, over to a physical event.
And it happens... It happened in stages, gradually. It doesn't necessarily, not to me at least, happen overnight. My experience with, I say, pornography generally, but with pornography that deals on a violent level with sexuality, is that once you become addicted to it, and I look at this as a kind of addiction, like other kinds of addiction, I would keep looking for more potent, more explicit, more graphic signs of material. Like an addiction, you keep craving something which is harder, something which gives you a greater sense of excitement, until you reach the point where the pornography only goes so far. You reach that jumping off point where you begin to wonder if maybe actually doing it will give you that which is beyond just reading about it or looking at it.
Guys, do you hear what he's saying? It is like, and studies show that it is like taking drugs. The part of the brain where it receives dopamine lights up. And this is exactly what he's saying. He's saying that he was watching violent pornography, yeah? And we can argue, okay, does pornography lead to, you know, serial killers, etc., until the cows come home. Okay, the point here is this. Even if those people who are watching pornography are not going to the levels of killing people on an epidemic level, even one too many is too much. This very thing destroys your soul. Number one, it harms relationships. There has been multiple studies on how pornography affects relationships, and the findings are quite alarming. Yeah? Now, your relationship, this sister that messaged me today, she hasn't had intercourse with her own husband for 2 years, because she says that what she watches, she gets more gratitude from. Yeah? She gets more turned on from what she's watching from. So she's not finding her husband pleasing. Yeah? So you can see the harms in a relationship. Yeah? Now, this relationship can change. There are men who watch these kinds of stuff. And most of the times in pornography, it's the woman that is being the one subjugated to assault. You know? And if you think about it, it's in a context, it's a woman at the receiving end. You know? In intimacy, it's usually, and you can talk about it, you know, let's not be shy here when it comes to religion. Even if a woman is sexually on top with her husband, it's still kind of the man that's in charge. So this is kind of mirrored into the pornography industry. And you can see women being strangled. And being strangled, there's cases of, in 2017, James Morton strangled to death Hannah Pearson as he had an addiction to violent pornography, and he strangled her to death. Same, John Maiden killed his niece, T. Rigg, yeah? By overdosing her with drugs. And also, Graham Cowell strangled to death Jane Longhurst. Yeah, they were having like some threesome thing going on, etc. Then you have Nathan Matthews and Shuan Ho, him and his girlfriend, killed their sister, Becky Watts. And all of these people were prone to violent pornography, yeah? All of them were prone to violent pornography. So, watching violent pornography, this is what it does. And the least that you can say is that these men who are watching this, and women as well, men tend to look and degrade women because it dehumanizes a woman. A study was done where they showed a man a half-naked woman. And the part of the brain that is lit up for tool use got lit up. Meaning that he did not even see the woman as a human. He saw it as an object. So, if you think about it, men who are watching this, they are not looking at females on a day-to-day basis. Whoever it may be, when they're walking, it could be a sister in niqab, hijab, whatever. They are building fetishes. In their head, they're thinking, I want to act like this and hit them. Because what they're thinking is, these are not human. Yeah? And this is what they're doing. They're acting it out. They're putting it into action. How? By looking and dehumanizing them, using girls, giving them. Why? Because they're watching this and they want that. They're watching pornography, and like he said, it's not enough. Now they want to go out and act it. They've seen it and they've destroyed their fitrah, and they're going out there to find their prey and lie and cheat or whatever, take pictures the most indecent way, do while having intimacy, you know, hitting that person, etc., in different ways, whatever it may be. Why? Because deep inside, they've got this thing that they've watched and they want to live that in real life. That's number one. Number two, it becomes addictive. So you don't stop with one and you'd be like, no, you then see watching bestiality. Yeah? You're watching pornography where children are being abused. So for example, the case of Nathan Matthews and Shuan Ho, he was watching a video, pornography video called... titled Raping and Killing Virgin Girl in Her Own House, before he killed his own stepsister. So you can see it becomes an addiction to the point where you have straight men watching gay pornography. Yes. Why? Because it's curiosity. And then what's happening is, while they're watching this, if they see some kind of a likeness towards this, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm homosexual, I'm gay. And then from there, God knows what starts. Number three, it gives unrealistic expectations in marriage and outside of marriage. What happens is, you are looking at these females, and if you look at it, this is what it's been told. It's no secret that the pornography industry is just that. An industry, in order to make money, they make everything look absolutely perfect. As stated by Fight the New Drug, professional porn actors have a whole team of people to make every detail look perfect. From directing and filming to lighting and makeup, maybe even a plastic surgeon. Strong editing is used when making pornography, giving viewers unrealistic expectations of what relationships should be like. You're watching something that is not real. Edited. The makeup. Everything is edited. the woman they bring there, her body shape or a man, etc., you start doubting your manhood. Oh my gosh, am I supposed to be like that? You know, you're having intimacy, having, you know, with your wife, etc. Yeah, you know, you just probably finish in, I don't know, 2-3 minutes. And then you start doubting yourself, you know, oh my gosh, I didn't satisfy her. You know, maybe I'm not man enough, etc. All these kind of self-doubts. If she's watched pornography, she's thinking, you know what? Yeah, you know, this guy, you know, he's a flipping two-minute wonder, you know, whatever it may be. So I'm being realistic here, yeah? And when he's looking at her, he's thinking, bruv, she doesn't look like those chicks in the videos that I watched, her body, etc. So you're thinking, ah, this is dead, bruv. That's what I'm talking about. It gives unrealistic expectations, which causes divorces, causes unhappiness, causes God knows what. And what do? You go back to the second point, which was addiction. Go watch pornography again, because that's where you're going to get your satisfaction from. Number four, supporting human trafficking. These videos are causing people to be used, abused, and even killed. Child pornography. It's on an epidemic level. People are watching this stuff. Children being raped. Females, women being taken captive. Come on. Come on, guys. This is affecting society as a whole. And fifthly, porn encourages self-gratification. We live at a time we want everything fast. Fast food, Amazon Prime, fast cars, fast hand dryers. Everything is fast. Whatever we want, we need to get it now. And that messes up with the fitrah. And what happens is when you get into marriage, etc., you think, oh no, life has to be like this. You know, I want something, I get it. It doesn't work like that. And studies show that people who have restrained themselves, self-discipline, away from that, have a better, successful life. These are the five dangers that pornography causes. Brothers and sisters, if you're watching this, please cut it. There are solutions. Don't go to places where you're alone. Yeah? Number one, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Repent to Him, as your Lord is all forgiven. Oh Allah, help me out of this mess. Help me. It will be a gradual progress, but the first step is that you want to make a change, do it. Because eventually you will slowly. And where there's a will, there's a way. Believe me, where there's a will, there's a way. You can. You need to have self-courage, make dua, move away, stop looking at indecent things. They say the heart doesn't desire what the eyes don't see. If you are making yourself exposed to all of this, of course your heart is going to yearn for it. And don't watch this, because it's going to destroy your relationship in the future with your wife. And that's the reason why soon I'll be releasing an online platform where we will be helping everybody, all angles, to have successful marriages. Not only get married, but to stay married. I've got something big coming up, inshallah, brothers and sisters. I want to thank my sponsor, MyIlm, a beautiful app for young children. Do not lose your children, their future, to this vile, disgusting industry, which is capitalizing on innocent people. We also react in another video to a famous actor and her life being turned upside down. Guys, download the app now. Even if you do not have kids, support the app. Let other people benefit from it, inshallah. And let us help our Muslim brothers and sisters creating these kind of apps to help the ummah from abstaining from disgusting stuff. I want to thank MyIlm, inshallah. And I ask you guys to download it. And inshallah, protect your kids from this disaster. They are your amana. So make sure you look after them. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.